Then Moses assembled all the congregation of the sons of Israel and said to them, "These are the things that the Lord has commanded you to do. For 6 days' work may be done, but on the seventh day you shall have a holy day, a Sabbath of complete rest to the Lord. Whoever does any work on it shall be put to death. You shall not kindle a fire in any of your dwellings on the Sabbath day." Moses spoke to all the congregation of the sons of Israel, saying, "This is the thing which the Lord has commanded, saying, take from among you a contribution to the Lord. Whoever is of a willing heart is to bring it as the Lord's contribution. Gold, silver, and bronze, and violet, purple, and scarlet material, fine linen, goat's hair, and ram skins dyed red, and fine leather, acacia wood, and oil for lightning, and spices for the anointing oil, and for the fragrant incense, and onyx stones and setting stones for the ephod and for the breastpiece. Have every skillful person among you come and make all that the Lord has commanded. The tabernacle, its tent, and its covering, its hooks, and its boards, its bars, its pillars, and its bases, the ark and its poles, the atoning cover, and the covering curtain, the table and its poles, and all its utensils, and the bread of the presence, the lampstand also for the light, and its utensils and its lamps, and the oil for the light, and the altar of incense, and its poles, and the anointing oil, and the fragrant incense, and the curtain for the doorway at the entrance of the tabernacle, the altar of burnt offering with its bronze grating, its poles, and all its utensils, the basin and its stand, the hangings of the courtyard, its pillars and its bases, and the curtain for the gate of the courtyard, the pegs of the tabernacle, and the pegs of the courtyard, and their the woven garments for ministering in the holy place, the holy garments for Aaron the priest, and the garments of his sons to serve as priests."
Congregation of the sons of Israel departed from Moses' presence, and everyone whose heart stirred him, and everyone whose spirit moved him, came and brought the Lord's contribution for the work of the tent of meeting, and for all its service, and for the whole garments. Then all whose hearts moved them, both men and women, came and brought brooches and earrings and signet rings and bracelets, all articles of gold. So did everyone who presented an offering of gold.
to the Lord.
Everyone who was in possession of violet, purple, or scarlet, material, or fine linen, or goat's hair, or ram skins, dyed red, or fine leather, brought them. Everyone who could make a contribution of silver and bronze, brought the Lord's contribution. In possession of acacia wood for any work of a service, brought it. And all the skilled women spun with their hands and brought what they had spun. In violet, purple, and scarlet material, and in fine linen. And all the women whose hearts stirred with a skill spun goat's hair. The rulers, moreover, brought the onyx stones and the stones for setting, for the ephod and for the breastpiece, and the spice and the oil for the light and for the anointing oil and for the fragrant incense. The move them to bring material for all the work which the Lord had commanded through Moses to be done, brought a voluntary offering to the Lord. Then Moses said to the sons of Israel, see, the Lord is called by name alone, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. And he has filled him with the Spirit of God, in wisdom, in understanding, in knowledge, and in all craftsmanship to create design. For working in gold, in silver and in bronze, and in the cutting of stones, for settings and in the carving of wood, so as to perform in every inventive work. He also has put in his heart to teach both he and Oholiab, the son of Ahisamach.